Definitely not on her crinkly bottom. It is on her thigh. There is a shrine to Noel here in the front room of Angie and Bryn's house in Crewe. There is even a face mask of Noel Edmonds to my left, which we might put on social media in a bit. And Bryn's here just sitting quietly. You have to get used to sitting quietly, you do, don't you, Bryn?
I do, yes,
Yeah, because as we heard, there's three in this relationship.
Oh, yes, definitely right. Three in the relationship.
Yeah. You sit there quietly there, then. You do as you're told. Angie, hello.
Hello.
Good morning. So you went on Tattoo Fixers. I love Tattoo Fixers. But invariably, people go on because a tattoo has gone wrong. This is not the case for you, is it?
No, just a brand new tattoo.
A brand new tattoo, but what is... To most people, a little unusual is because it's a tattoo of Noel Edmonds.
What's wrong with Noel Edmonds?
Well, nothing, really. He's a lovely guy. He's got lovely, lovely, luscious locks on his head. As you say, he's got pools of blue water in his eyes.
Definitely.
When did you first start this love of Noel?
It was multicolour swap shop days when I was 8 years old.
And it stayed with you?
Definitely.
So you've seen him through the Telly Addicts, you've seen him through the Late Late Breakfast Show,
yes.
Deal or No Deal, which has now come off, of course, hasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I've followed him all through the decades.
As we said, you've got a shrine on, you know, over here on the cabinet. You've got a couple of mugs there with his face on. You've got one there with from the swap shop days with Keith, of course. It would seem quite strange to a lot of people why you would go to the lengths, extraordinary lengths, of going on to a TV show to have Noel Edmonds tattooed forever on your thigh. Just explain how Tattoo Fixers came about and why you wanted this doing.
Well, I saw them advertising on the TV that if somebody wanted a tattoo covered or a brand new unusual tattoo to get in touch. So I thought, well, Deal or No Deal's finishing. You know, I didn't know what he had in the pipeline. Thought I'll never see my Noel again. So I thought, well, next best thing is have him tattooed on my thigh.
How do you feel about that, Bryn?
She's mad.
Simple as, she's mad. But you've got used to it now.
I got used to it over the years. I mean, we've been together 7 years and, yeah, you just get used to it.
And you love it irrespective of the other man in this relationship.
Of course I do, yeah.
I notice here this face mask of Noel. You were telling me off air that occasionally she asks if you'd stick it just over your... Goodness
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
I don't think we'd better go there, had we, just in case. I'll tell you what, you put that there on your... What's it like? You're sitting next to Noel Edmonds now.
Oh, that's it.
There you go. Have you ever met him?
I have, yeah. Noel's house party.
Wow. And what was he like?
He was absolutely fantastic. He came over to me and gave me a kiss.
Just pop those headphones on, if you wouldn't mind. There might be a little bit of a delay on there, Angie, but I know that someone is keen to speak to you. So, Angie, can you listen closely? Who's at the other end of this phone now?
Good morning, Angie. This is your thigh speaking.
Hello?
Hello, good morning, you
good
mad
morning.
Lady. You totally,
oh, wow.
totally crazy lady, good morning.
Yeah, I'm crazy about you.
Well, Angie, the BBC have got an exclusive because I don't know whether you were aware, but my wife Liz has a tattoo of Bryn on her. And later today, I'm actually going out to have a tattoo of your thigh on my face.
Oh, please.
This is like one of those funny phone calls now, this is Noel. How do you feel, Noel, that you've got Angie here literally hanging on your every word? She cannot believe that you're at the end of this line, and she's gone to these lengths to immortalise you on her body.
Firstly, I owe you an apology, Angie, because I know you've been trying to get hold of me, and I really do try to contact people who show me this sort of level of support. And I can only, my only excuse is I've been travelling a lot outside the UK, and I am working on a brand new show that comes out on Channel 4 very soon, Cheap, Cheap,
Cheap.
And so I'm sorry, that we're having to do this over the phone. But thank you to the BBC for putting the two of us together.
And, she's shaking, Noel. She's absolutely shaking now.
And I know, Tim, I know this has given the cynics an absolute field day, but the reality is I am hugely grateful to the people that have supported me for so many years, and to people like Angie who go that little extra mile, and then she's gone, you know, so far that it has left me humbled and bewildered. I'm hugely grateful. But
well, Angie's got tears in her eyes now, haven't you, Angie? I mean, just tell us how you feel.
I feel so emotional.
Oh, look, what time does Bryn go to work? I'll be round later.
Oh, he's not going to work, but that doesn't stop anything.
Oh, Angie, we'll leave you here. Thank you so much. How has that surprise been for you?
Been fantastic.
Great stuff. Oh, she's got tears in her eyes, Noel. Noel, thank you so much for being such a good sport for us this morning. And you are forever immortalised on Angie's thigh.